T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight, I don't know what got into this guy, Mr. Big Shot. The deuce was loose. Miles McBride. I mean, hold on. In the first quarter, he tied a Knicks record with 6 threes. He ended up having 9 made threes on the night. He went crazy. 29 points. Like, I was not expecting that. 7 assists, 3 rebounds, played 39 minutes. And, yeah, he's Casamigos' Big Shot of the Night. And the first thought I had as I was seeing updates and highlights was like, yo, where did this come from? I know they paid the guy. I know he survived trades and everything else. But what I really look at with Miles McBride and his impact is in the playoffs. If this kid can keep this up and not fold in the playoffs when they need him, what did the Knicks need last year? They needed the shooting. IQ went down. They didn't have the three-point shooting. 877-337-6666. Now they got a bunch of shooters. Boom, 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 boom. Like, I don't know, Knicks fans, go ahead and dream. Go ahead and dream. I'm not gonna tell you what you can or can't be, what you can or can't do. You got the big ragu coming through, Josh Hart. Jalen Brunson, all these guys can shoot the three. I know Josh Hart is not really like that, but once in a while he knocks them down. And when you get Randall back, there's another shooter. It could get interesting. And then when you look at the moves that they made with guys like Bojan Bogdanovic, he's got to continue to come along. 18 points tonight, 4 made threes. Better, good. Shake Milton contributing a little bit, only a few games still under his belt. And, yeah, you got to be excited about who you're getting back, what you could become, and what you could do in this Eastern Conference. So 877-337-6666 is wide open for Yankees, Knicks, Rangers, Mets. We even sprinkled in a little New York Giants with Malik Nabers and Jets with Jadeveon Clowney. It's the Fan in New York. Let's keep it rolling. Ross is in Bergen County. You got it, Ross.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? We're here. We finally made it.
Yes, sir. Counting down. This is the final countdown.
Unbelievable,
the last hour.
Man.
The 11th hour. Listen,
I'm not a Yankee fan, but, you know, was it like 3 o'clock you guys first pitch? You hear that 1, 2, 3, that countdown
for
Yankee baseball?
4:10
p.m. O'clock, either way.
Maybe here on the Fan, our coverage might start at 3.
Well, I know Susan Wallman, for one's excited. I don't know if you heard the soundbite during Evan and Tiki, but she called it the most overhyped day of the season.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. How many times has Susan done this?
Of all the dramatic things.
Shout out to Susan. She's seen it all.
I'm actually going to be seeing you guys in less than a week. I'm going out to Arizona checking off Chase Field off the ballpark list that we're getting a Suns game in too, but
awesome.
It's going to be my 6th stadium.
Yeah, so, too bad you can't drink out there. You're underage, but it's a good stadium. Take the tour if you can take the tour, and they'll let you go over by the pool. If you don't have tickets to be in the pool area, you can't go there, but if you take the tour, they'll bring you by the pool.
We were thinking about taking one, but real quick, don't want to sidetrack on this too much, but we took one at PNC, and it just wound up being like a sales pitch. And then we took one at Allegiant when we went out to Vegas, and it was actually awesome. I think, though, kind of because Vegas. They built it. It looked like legitimately looked like the Death Star. You like you could take a tour of it and not even know it's a football stadium. Well, PNC, it's the nicest ballpark by far. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a ballpark like the rest of them. But actually, that's kind of the thing when you list off, you know, collecting visiting stadiums. It's kind of the beauty of baseball too. Is, you know, I brought up going to the Suns game too. But you look at, you know, interior wise, all 30 arenas are the same, or 29 counting LA. Baseball, you know, some dimensions you could say, like, I'm not no big fan of Fenway, the giant monster in left field. You got like the little curb in right. That's kind of the beauty of it. Is every ballpark's different. And then that's kind of, you know, like the one thing it has above every other league. But, you know, all in all, that, just looking at
that, and I'll add this because I was just talking about this at spring training. All the ballpark dimensions are different. And baseball is a game where the game can really come to you. I know in the NBA the ball can go in the stands, but how many of us ever sit that close to an NBA game? In baseball games,
that's right.
you get foul
balls. You
might
balls, get a ball that goes you get out home of bounds, you throw it right back.
Yeah, it's like it's a game that can come to your seat, look alive. That live ball could end up right in your lap or in your face.
Hey, man, you know, God forbid that. But, you know, what you brought up, listen, man, obviously we got, well, the Mets, they got ran down. I was actually looking forward to it because I'm off for the week. We got a spring break. We were actually the 1:00 game. So, but, you know, we get rained out, the whole thing with the roof and everything. You know, I think Evan was bringing it up. You see that just caused a whole commotion on Twitter.
Yeah, and the Phillies, too. I think the Phillies were going to play at 1:00.
Oh, really? Did they get moved up? I thought I saw the Mets were the only one.
So the Braves and the Phillies got postponed as well, and I think that they are both going to just run it back on Friday.
Right out of the gates. Well, NLDS rematch. But, you know, listen, all in all, you're bringing up the bets, too. Listen, you brought up, I'm not old enough. I got flipped. I'll tell you this one thing, though, and I actually tweeted this at you. I want to get this on record on the radio. I have not seen a more overrated team going into a season across all four sports, probably in my tween lifetime, than the buzz I'm hearing about this Baltimore Orioles team. I mean, you want to talk about, you saw your Devils implode this year, and I know that's kind of apples to oranges hockey. If you want to stick with baseball, a couple of years ago, we saw another orange team right out of nowhere hit triple-digit wins in the San Francisco Giants. They went on to add a pitcher coming off a career year in Carlos Rodon and fell right back to the 500 team they were. Now, obviously, you see Baltimore is poised for much more long-term success with Holiday and you know, Rutschman and Henderson already on the team. But listen, man, I think they completely overperformed. You look, they got absolutely exposed against another up-and-coming team in Texas who went on to win the whole thing because they had Bochy as a skipper compared to Brandon Hyde, who's been doing it for like 2 or 3 years. So I see people put, you know, they're like the favorites to win the pennant. It's like it's a no contest. I got you guys winning the division. I think you guys are, in my opinion, are the favorites.
I'll say this, Ross, and I've said this from last year, and again, people forget last year. Yeah. In July, the Yankees and the Orioles were right next to each other, just a couple games out in the standings, and that four-game set came to Yankee Stadium where the Yankees won the first two games and then gave them the last two games, and there were a couple games that the Yankees had against the Orioles that they blew. And people look at the final standings and say, oh, were there 19 games better than the Yankees? Not really. The Yankees
lost.
No,
they got hot in the middle of the season.
Right. So it's like, I don't think that they're a 101-win juggernaut back-to-back years. You got to show me. You got to prove it. Dude. You got to do it again. I think that they were so young and naive that they, you know, they were better.
They're playing with house money. You're the first one to say, you know, you're kind of the first person to you know, mention it. You see it more and more in sports. You know, playoffs, no guarantee. And I know you didn't come up with that concept. Obviously, we see it across, you know, years, decade upon decade.
I mean, that's what I believe. That's what you see. Like, everybody always thought, oh, well, this is going to be the finals matchup. Or can't wait to see Braves, Dodgers, NLCS. What are you talking about?
Dude,
they gotta get there. The Phillies, look at the Phillies. Oh, Red October. Phillies going back to the World Series.
Yeah,
Garrett
Hubbs? He's basically like their Udonis Haslam. He's just there to celebrate and pop champagne. He doesn't contribute jack crap on the diamond. He's talking about, if you don't want to be here, get the hell out. You see that during the hype video? They got they got that catcher. He's basically a hype man. But that's kind of what you're saying. You know, you go into a season, you know, this is like, you know, the one thing I saw the Dodgers, I took their over on the 103, a future bet. But, I mean, listen, everything's got to go every which way. You know, it's safe to assume they're going to win 110, 115 games early on in the year, but something as unpredictable as Ohtani being involved in a damn mega gambling scheme out of nowhere one game in, And now you see basically, especially with a number like that, you have no room for error, and you got their
Let's see if he struggles. Let's see if that mentally impacts him. Let's see if all of this talk and people, you know, look at him like people are gonna heckle him, no matter where he goes.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I another thing I tweeted at you today is, you know, this whole thing kind of with the Soul Series and everything. I guess it has the Dodgers and well, I guess they're in Anaheim, so I don't know how that would affect it. But the fact that they're playing spring training games at Angel Stadium, and that's how Ohtani gets his
they do it every year,
like retirees in the crowd. I don't know. I thought
the Angels and the Dodgers pretty much do that every year. But like I said to you online, I mean, those fans are hurt, man. Those like how we all said, "Oh, Saquon, you're dead to me," and even today, like if he's dead to you, then let it die. Like Evan and Tiki opened up their show talking about Saquon. I'm like, this is like, let it go. Shohei's not dead to the Angels fans. They still love him, and they're gonna go watch him in Dodger Stadium.
They're gonna still
root for him, and they're hurt. So that tribute video was put together by the digital guys in Anaheim. They're big Ohtani fans, and I said to you, if you look at their schedule, they had to play that video now because the Dodgers don't come to the Big A until September, and they wanted to get that moment online more so for the people in there. Like that was something that went like semi-viral on baseball Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe with some of this buzz, he might not still even be in the league by September. But you know, all kidding aside, real quick, just want to get one more take out there on the air. Preseason World Series prediction. I got the Braves losing in the World Series to, this is kind of like a long shot. I got the Seattle Mariners winning it this year, kind of seeing another AL West team win their first last year in Texas, kind of like that team on the brink. You know, J-Rod doing his thing. I think he's going to have a big year, and they lost a couple pieces. I know Eugenio Suarez, a couple other guys, but, you know, I think they've been on the cusp. Last year was kind of a stinker for them, and I think this year they're going to kind of make that leap and go deep in the playoffs, and I think personally they'll go on to win the whole thing. But anyway, man, thanks for the time, and hey, let's just hope for a great season all around.
It's going to be fun no matter what. 877-337-6666. My guy Fuzzy on Twitter was like, give me your World Series predictions. I jokingly said Reds Mariners. And somewhere else, I jokingly said Giants Mariners. Right? Giants won the offseason. I guess the Royals had a pretty decent offseason. The Mariners, they never win the offseason, except for when they got Cano. And then how'd that work out? But yeah, nobody knows, man. They don't give out rings at the winter meetings. They don't give out rings in March, February, January. But yeah, I was on the radio 95.7 The Game in San Francisco yesterday, and I'm like, it's actually kind of nuts to think they got like Younghoe Lee, they got Matt Chapman, they got Jorge Soler, they got Jordan Hicks, they got Blake Snell, all to beat Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto. John is in Port Jeff Station on the Fan. What's up, John?
Good to hear from you, Keith. I'm glad you're back on the radio and no March Madness. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, tomorrow, though. I'm pretty sure we have March Madness coverage either tomorrow or Friday.
All right. Well, I got one more night to put in, so I'll miss you till next week again. But I like to hear that enthusiasm with the Yankees. I'm looking forward to a great season. You know, sometimes you kind of look at it and you got, you know, half glass empty or full, but I think we got some good guys on the team. Like I say, as far as hitting and pitching combination, when Cole comes back, you know, with you know, Judge, you know, with Hinch injury and LeMahieu, but we got the guys covered. I think that we're gonna have a good season. I'm looking forward to also the Yankees with competition with Baltimore because my grandson's down in Maryland, so I go and visit them. We go see a couple of games, so me and him will be talking it up a little bit with that.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. They're not gonna be an 800 ball club, and you know what? Yankee fans, I find, are just super spoiled, entitled, and just unrealistic about everything. Not all of them. You can't blanket all of us. And that's why, you know, I'm more positive the night before because we need positive energy. Just two nights ago, the Jordan Montgomery news breaks, or last night, two nights ago, the Jordan Montgomery news breaks, and you look online, and it's like an attack on Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, and they're not all in, and this is a joke. And it's like, listen, they addressed their needs. They did what they could and what they would want to do. They're not going to do what you want them to do exactly. They never do. They never have. And all of these, like, all these potential players that you're glazing over, it's like, it's just ridiculous, man. Are you a Yankee fan or are you a Yankee hater? Are you a Yankee fan? Do you want to root for the Yankees no matter who is wearing the jersey? And, like, be excited as a fan to go to the ballpark, enjoy a season, or you just want to be a negative pessimist? Like, I'm just not built like that. As a kid watching baseball, when I didn't know as much, I was excited for this. And I'm a grown-ass man now, but I'm still a kid at heart. Like, I cannot wait for that game tomorrow. I cannot wait to sit down and just watch a real baseball game with my favorite team.
Oh, it's just the best. And it's funny because working the overnights, I'll get my sleep in the morning, but if that game's in the afternoon, which it is, I'll be watching it. I just one quick story before I let you go. My dad's a retired PO. He's from the city as a police officer, and I was too. And the funniest thing, back in the late 60s when I saw Mickey Mantle, not in his prime, in his down years, but he used to work in Manhattan as a police officer. And it's funny, he would drive us there, and I'm like, why are we going to Manhattan? He would put us in the police car, get us over to the old Yankee Stadium, you know, get us in the police car to go. It was great. Then they'd come and pick us up and bring it back there. But on the way back, they put us in handcuffs. And people go, what's wrong with those kids? It was just like a joke. It was the best time.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it was really good stuff. And that's why the memories with him and going to the games and seeing all of them. Unfortunately, he's passed. But, you know, some of those memories with him, was able to get into his last game, you know, years ago. But I can't wait for the season to start. It's something different, you know. And I appreciate you being enthusiastic about it. And like you said, the Yankee haters, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Let people enjoy things. Stop being a killjoy. You don't know what it means to somebody. You don't know what memories they have of going to the stadium, of opening day, of being a Yankee fan. You don't know who put that in their heart. So just because you're negative, just because you want to rain on everybody's parade or you want to be mad at Brian Cashman, like the story he just told, that's got nothing to do with Brian Cashman, bro. Lay off it. 877-337-6666. Let's keep rocking. I see the calls coming in. I got to get to you guys faster. I got to get to this break. Keep McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's keep rocking, baby. 877-337-6666. We got a full rack of calls. People on Twitter saying, hey, is anyone working over there? I'm getting a busy tone. Well, we're working. Myself and Connor Gangreen is picking up the phone, screening you guys. I just got to get to you faster. I understand there's a lot of people that are excited about the Yankees plan tomorrow, the baseball season returning. There's a lot of thoughts and takes with that. I mean, the Knicks go out there and score 145 points. I just saw my guy Dexter Henry reporting on it, saying that hasn't happened since the 1980s. And the Knicks are strong. It's just rare to see a Knicks team like this against the Raptors, right? Which you made that trade with and sent some of your old Knicks up north. Knicks fans are on the line. Yankees fans are on the line. Let's get to you guys. Charlie and Satake, talk to me. You're on the fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good, good.
So I've been listening to you for a while. I love your show. Like what you do, you know, late at night here. But I wanted to call to give my Knicks a shout-out, number 3 Knicks.
Yes, sir.
And so excited about them.
Two games away from number 2.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I'm going to bring my boys to the home opener next week. They're 12-10, and I've been doing it for a few years now, so you could appreciate that, you know, now having some.
Of course, good dad.
Your experience.
Good dad, and that's what I was just talking about. Let people enjoy things. You don't know who put that in their heart. As a dad, you're literally putting that in their heart. That's something that they'll remember forever.
They love it. They love it. It's a great time. Do you know when, do they open earlier on that day? So, because I can get them there earlier this year than I normally can. Do they open earlier, do you know? Or is
I would guess it's 11? Still 2 hours before first pitch.
It still is, right? Okay.
And, I mean, it's the Yankees, so they're not doing anything different. Like, you know, protocol is protocol. But I'll keep a ear to the streets and check emails and stuff like that. I think it'll hit Twitter if they do open a little bit earlier, anticipating a lot of people with good weather and hype and anticipation.
Right.
I hope the Yankees can collect a couple wins in each series before they come back to New York. Then we'll really be rolling.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, looking forward to it. And, again, great show you have there. So looking forward to hear you and your experience with your son moving forward.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Charlie. 877. You know the number to dial. Like I said, let's keep it rolling, man. Chris is in Manhattan. What's up, Chris? You got it.
Hey, Keith, man. Best time of the year. Baseball's here, man.
Yeah. Excited. Good. We don't have to talk about the NFL and speculate and things that happened in the past. Like, we can every single night react to every inning, every out, every homer, every strikeout. You know, like, it's just good to have that back in our lives.
I got two things. I'll move quick because I think I got a lot of callers. But, you know, first off, I like what I see from my Mets out of camp. I like the way Mendoza ran the camp. I like the energy. I'm excited. And that's the way it is as a fan, man. We should always lead with that. But, you know, by the way, life full circle. You know, you were talking about your son and you know, people taking their children to games. I teach on Thursdays, and I was like, oh, man, can't watch the game. You know, can I finagle that? And sure enough, look what happens. It rains. I'm going to get to watch the game on Friday. So
yeah.
So when I was a kid, I was planning to get out of school to go. And as a teacher, now I'm planning the same thing, but it all worked out, man. But so listen, I want to just talk a second about Alonzo. I mean, this is kind of a take I had. We're going to go back and maybe look at the fact that Alonzo signed with Boris as the best thing that happened. I mean,
now,
no, dude, I mean, Boris
after this
record,
offseason.
Dude, no, I'm reading a little bit. It's staggering. Like, Bellinger wanted $200 million, he got $80. I mean, Snell wanted $300, declined $160, got $62. Like, it's ridiculous how, like, I mean, it's,
no,
it's
good.
Almost foolish.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
What do I call this guy? Anybody that listens to my show, what do I call Scott Boras? The baseball Bond villain. Now, everybody else is turning into a bunch of different James Bonds. They're fighting back. They're like, nah, we're not letting this guy just come in and get 9-year deals and big contracts, $300 million, because they don't work out most of the time.
Dude, we're gonna look back. Like, 4 months ago, everyone was like, Mets fans, like, oh, God, Alonzo went with Boras. They were terrified.
Yeah, we don't fear you anymore, Scott Boras. You're not like that anymore. We're not scared of you.
I know. It might be the best thing ever did. Pete should have gone to Ohtani's agent.
Yeah, now Ohtani's agent is in hot water. Like, hey, did you not know about ePay stealing funds either? Come on.
I know. I'm telling you, it's pretty wild how things have changed. But it really is, I mean, kind of good for the owners on some level not to all be held up, because that guy kind of ran his will over everyone for too long. Anyway, it'll be ironic if the Mets end up getting a considerable savings from Pete. You know, partly
they
because
will.
Of the win.
And they have the money. They have the money to pay for Pete no matter what. Thanks for the call, Chris. And I'm glad that it worked out for you. Again, with the built-in off day, it's better, in my opinion, to not have to wait after you play one. You guys know what that's so lame. You wait so long for baseball. And here in New York, because of the weather being inclement, we lead the league in postponements. We lead the league in rain delays. Like, I just hate that. Every year, it's like you play one, and then you wait the next day. You're off. We don't want off days. We've been off for months. So for the Mets fans that are like, all right, we got two more sleeps. So what? Then you get baseball, baseball, baseball. Like, you get three in a row in your ballpark. And it's a Friday, not a Thursday. And that works out for most of us better than, Thursday at 1. So good for that. And MLB conspiring against Scott Boras. You got to love it. What a plot twist. Like, you don't run anything over here, bro. No, we don't have, like, it's a two-way street. We don't have to give you what you want. So go ahead and go to the winter meetings in Peacock and hold court and have your little puns. Oh yeah, the polar bear is not in contract hibernation. With your corny ass. You're sitting there now, and your clients are like, well, I guess we'll try this again next year. Jarvis up in Harlem. What's up, man? You're back on the Fan.
How are you doing, Keith?
You know, hanging out and watching your NBA team right now.
Yeah, they're not doing so good. They, they trailed 70-58 watching on ESPN. So, you know, hopefully you come back and win this game. So,
plenty of time.
Yeah, that's the third quarter, so I'm not worried. But I want to talk about the New York Yankees, and you know, and I can't wait for opening day for tomorrow. And like the last caller talked about the Orioles, and you know, they got their first 101 win since
a long time. They were losing 100 games.
Yeah, what's that, 1980s? The 1980s?
You got to show me you're like that again.
Yeah, when the last time they did. Yeah, when the last time they won back-to-back 101 wins. I mean, even the Yankees did it 2019 and 2020 when Aaron Boone got hired, you know, back-to-back 101 wins. So, and what the Orioles did in the playoffs, they got swept by the Texas Rangers in the division round. So, you know.
Yeah, and they had some injuries in their rotation as well, and they have some young guys that could regress. I do think they have some talent, and I am on record saying that I think the new ownership gives them a bump. It's a culture change, right? You go from an owner that was basically like, we can't afford to pay these guys. So if you're a guy that is a young talent for the Orioles, you're like, oh, well, I guess I'm getting traded. I guess I'm not going to be a lifetime Oriole. I guess I'm only here for now. Until they can't afford me. And even with the fans, right? They told the fans, like, I guess we got to raise ticket prices on you guys. And they've had some of the most affordable tickets for years. Like, you go down to Camden Yards and spend $100 and sit in the lower bowl, not far from the dugout and home plate. So we'll see, man. Nobody knows. I actually need to, one of these breaks, crack open the handy dandy FanDuel app and just load up $100 and throw like $10, $15, $20 future bets on some teams and some players to win some awards.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith.
Appreciate the call, Jarvis. 877-337-6666. Everybody likes to make predictions. I don't like to make predictions. I don't know if you listen to me talk. I'm just very heavy on, like, that's the whole point of this, that we don't know. The only prediction I stand on is 2 years ago when everybody was saying, the Bills are winning the Super Bowl. I literally came on the first day of the NFL season, and I told you guys Patrick Mahomes was going to win the Super Bowl without Tyreek. And then I did double down on it, and I'm like, if I had to bet again, I'd bet on Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and they won back-to-back Super Bowls. It's recorded. It's on record. But that's different. That's the NFL, and that's football. And honestly, with the way they're changing football, I mean, I don't know how much parity is going to be in the league. I still think it's going to shake out where the best quarterback, the best head coach, if you got a defense, like you give Patrick Mahomes, Marquise Hollywood Brown, if Travis Kelce isn't that much of an old man, like they could be right there in the AFC. Who's challenging them? Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson? They'll probably fold. C.J. Stroud and Joe Mixon? Maybe. Maybe not. Anywho, or how could I leave out Aaron Rodgers and Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams? Let's go Jets. But when I look at baseball, it has the most parity out of all the sports. You can't call it. Nobody can predict baseball. That's baseball, Susan, and you got to love that, right? That's why I jokingly said, oh, give me Reds versus Mariners, two teams that I think could be wild card teams, getting hot, getting lucky, and winning the whole thing, so... Let's see, World Series right now. Of course, the Dodgers are the favorites at plus 320. But who's a sneaky team that I'd like to put $5 on? I don't know. I'm going to take a look. That's exactly what I'm going to do as we load up these calls. I see people calling in. And when we come back, I'll hit you guys with, I don't know, where I throw this $100 on the FanDuel app for World Series winner, division winners, award winners, MVP, Cy Young. I don't know. Let's see how much I can do. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Okay, thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Plenty of time. KM to 2 a.m. Getting close to a quarter to 12, the end of opening day eve. And then it's real. We're back to baseball. And during the break, I just threw $40 on a couple future bets, and I'll share them with you. Don't follow up. Don't bet what I bet. And honestly, don't bet at all. If you do bet, bet responsibly. And don't wire money with your friend's account. And yeah, anyway. So the New York Yankees to score one run in every regular season game. The New York Yankees to not be shut out all season is plus 10,000. It's not going to happen, but I threw $6 on it. $6 turns into $606 if the Yankees and Juan Soto and this new potent offense does not get shut out. But you know they're going to get shut out. They'll probably get no hit. In 2022, they got no hit. Like, you know that there's going to be a game where they just get blanked and score zero runs. But whatever, I got $6 for that just in case it doesn't happen. The Pittsburgh Pirates and the return of O'Neill Cruz. I put $8.65 to turn into $112.45 because the Pittsburgh Pirates are plus 1,200 to win the NL Central. The San Francisco Giants, I just told you they loaded up. Just a couple years ago, they won 100 games. It's an even year. So I have them to win the World Series at plus 4,500. Sprinkle $2.20 on it. That'll get you to 101.20. 101.20. The Philadelphia Phillies, not for nothing, bro. They blew it last year, and they know they blew it last year, and they have a bunch of dogs on that team. Not just in their lineup, but also in their rotation. And I think experience plays, and I also feel like home field advantage plays, and they do have a home field advantage. Like, without New York being in the postseason, the closest thing to the atmosphere that we create in New York and our ballparks is what you saw down there in Citizens Bank Park with those crazy Philly fans. I put $6.65 on the Philadelphia Phillies to win the World Series. That turns into $106.40. I also took them, why not, to win the National League. $12 on them to win the National League turns into $108 because that's plus 800. And I also took the San Francisco Giants to win the National League. Sprinkle $4.50. That turns into 99 because they're plus 2,100. That was $40 worth of bets. Not for nothing. Like, I don't know. I like doing that. 877-337-6666. I mean, $40. Like, the toll is $40 for me to come to work last night and tonight. Bruce is out in Flushing. Bruce, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, before I get to my Yankees stuff, I want to tell you, when I was growing up as a kid and later went into high school, I had a 12-year run where I either watched opening day or watched the home opener. So I stayed home from school and made sure I watched at least.
Your parents let you cut? Your parents let you skip school?
But you know,
we don't have to say. I don't want to get them in trouble.
As far as the Yankees go, here's some of my predictions. Number one, 94 wins, being the playoffs, second place. They will definitely contend for first place. I think Hill is going to have a very good year. People are going to be surprised about Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I also think lower guys in the bullpen who people will see now are going to be major players as the year goes on.
Yeah.
For example,
Birdie.
Birdie. I think Clayton Beter.
Yeah.
I also think Ian Hamilton.
Caleb Ferguson. Gonzalez.
I'm a little hesitant about trusting the Weisinger just because of his injury.
Yeah, I didn't mention him. I mean, we're familiar with him, but being familiar with him is him not being available.
Yeah, but I think other guys are going to take over for that. And this is going to be a fun team. Also, I think Giancarlo Stanton is going to have a very good year. And he'll get injured, He'll miss 20, 30 games, maybe a little more. And people are going to freak out over it. What people don't seem to understand is, if Stanton is going to miss 30, 40 games, the Yankees will be okay.
Yeah, because they're planning for it. Finally, they have more than enough. If he can't play, because this is the year that Cashman went into the year saying it's a part of his game. It took you 7 years to realize he's going to miss time, and you can't bank on him to save the day when Aaron Judge is also a guy that's going to miss time.
And it's a much better lineup if you put Soto in DH, Judge in right, and Grisham in center, and Verdugo in left. That's a much better defensive lineup with that.
You said Judge in right, Grisham in center, Verdugo in left?
Yeah.
And then Soto DH?
Soto is a DH.
Yeah, and Dominguez is back in 2.5 months, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And I think at some point, probably by the training deadline, maybe before, they will use their minor league chips. Somebody like Pereira and other people to get either another bullpen guy or a starter. And, you know, this year is going to prove to people that who have knocked the Yankee farm system for years, and at times rightly so. But when I listen to so-called experts and I hear say, well, the Yankees can't trade for that guy because they don't have a deep farm system. No, their farm system is very, very good. They just don't want to.
People have just been saying that for so many years that they keep saying that. I've heard that on this station. I've read that online. I'm like, I guess you guys didn't update any information. It changes every year.
And it drives me crazy when I hear people, especially hosts on this radio station, who say, well, the Yankees should have traded Spencer.
There is no trading Spencer Jones.
No, there's not. No, you don't touch him. You put him in a freezer and just close
You'd
the door.
You'd be idiots to trade that guy.
Yes. He will, if certain things happen that you need a hitter, if some other people get injured, I would not be surprised to see him in July or August if they needed him.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not press the button on the 2024 James P. Dawson Award winner? Great call, Bruce. I mean, Bruce is a baseball guy. When he calls, you know, he's kicking that old school baseball knowledge and talk in the modern day. Said his parents let him stay home from school for 12 years, K through 12. 877-337-6666. Andrew in Seacliff. Tell us something, Andrew. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. First of all, I'm a big fan, so I listen for you. So thank you for being on.
Big fan of me. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I do, yeah. I'm not a big fan of Cashman.
I don't think anyone is. I don't think not one person. I haven't met one.
Yeah. Or Boone. Two of them combined.
Oh, and you just made me think of a conversation I had with somebody today that was like, you know, because, and not to cut you off, Drew, but people will talk about how this is a one-year deal for Soto, Verdugo, Gleyber, Clay Holmes, Rizzo, and Boone. Boone is safe. No matter what happens this year, I'm telling y'all, Boone is safe.
I hope not. Hey,
I'm telling you, he's good. I'm telling you, he's good money out here. He's safe. They could
right,
miss the playoffs again. He is safe.
He has some Polaroids then, I guess. I don't know. But for real, you know, I want your opinion. I really do think that the team's improved, but I don't think Cashman's done his job. Soto's an awesome addition, right? Verdugo, I like that too. Cole being hurts a bunch.
Yep.
But I'm concerned about the pitching. I'm also concerned about bench strength. Like, what are we going to do without Cole, you know, without,
Pray?
You know, we're missing our starting third baseman.
Hope that other team struggles. No, I'm with you right there. Like, I was talking last night about how, I can't look at this team on paper and say this is a juggernaut, this is a favorite. As I'm looking in the FanDuel app, I'm kind of surprised that they're still favorites, that they're up there in the American League. But they're the Yankees. They're going to be. Even the win total, it dropped from 93.5 to 90.5. But no, without Gerrit Cole, just start with without Gerrit Cole. Without Gerrit Cole, I have a drop that's playing, and I wish I said it better and worded it a little more quickly. But without Gerrit Cole, that's a massive blow to your identity. That's a massive blow to a consistent, a cog in your system that you can count on. You don't have anymore. So there's a massive unknown with this rotation. You don't have the ace of your staff, the reigning AL Cy Young winner. You're not winning anything, in my opinion, without that guy, because my opinion before you lost that guy was you're not winning anything without and a 1B to his 1A. And then when you talk about the bench, like Boone was just on Talking Yanks talking about Jamai Jones getting reps. I'm like, what?
Come on.
Stop that. You're all in, and you're actually, but obviously he lied. Here comes John Birdie. But still, John Birdie, it's just like, man, how quickly. You know, banking on DJ LeMahieu again to be your leadoff hitter and your everyday third baseman, like, it's not it. And, you know, you got Gio Urshela up out of here for Josh Donaldson, and he's out of the league, and you're paying him $6 million. The bullpen, when I look at this bullpen, there are a lot of question marks in this bullpen. There's question marks in the rotation, and there are some guys that are a little bit over the age of 30 that you need to perform every day for the next 6 months. That if I'm just going off of my Yankee fandom the last few years, I know they're going to be hurt. I know they're not going to be healthy. I know they're going to come up missing.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't think we're all in. I don't think we're all in.
No, they're not. They're three quarters of the way in. Like, they're three fourths of the way in. Almost got there. Almost got there. But that luxury tax, hit the brakes. Soto didn't have to spend too much. Just gave up a bunch of players. Whatever. Pay him his $31 million. But then the rest of the offseason, they offered Blake Snell. He declined. His mistake. But they pivoted to Marcus Stroman, which I thought was a crafty, smart deal. Then after that, the Verdugo move obviously was a trade. Like, they didn't go out and spend like a team that lost 80 games last year. They didn't go out spend like a team that's hell-bent on being a champion.
Right. It wasn't like we were going out for the championship. It was half-assed, I feel like it. I'm sorry, but I just feel like, you know, we didn't, like, Montgomery, 1 year, $24 million, like, why wouldn't we do that? I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, and I talked about that, Andrew, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you being a fan and listening to the show, but, I you know, WFAN, shout out to Ryan Chichester, who listens to the shows, and then he writes articles for WFAN.com, and then they get tweeted out, and then I see my name, and people are like, Keith Hernandez, who is Keith? Keith who? I'm like, you guys got to give it up with that. Obviously, it's me. It's like year three. Like, Keith Hernandez isn't talking about, well, if you're all in, that's a deal you would do. And before we go to break here, I wanted to say that, like, the deal that we saw last night for Jordan Montgomery is a deal as a Yankee fan you wish they could have done, but it takes two to tango. Monty wasn't taking that deal. They broke his heart. You broke my heart. They made him cry. So Monty was saying, no, I want more years and more money, and I'm not coming back. I don't want to go back. And it is what it is. The deal that the Diamondbacks got, they said, oh, yeah, Monty's on clearance. We'll take him. 877-337-6666. BRB.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.